I'm Debbie Lang, a top New Jersey realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Fox & Roach Realtors. I'm available to help you with all your real estate needs in central New Jersey. Please email me at deb.thevoiceofrealestate@gmail.com. You can also call me at 609-213-1900. Not looking for a home in New Jersey? I can refer you anywhere in the United States. I'm happy to help you. I'm here for you.
Good Sunday morning to you. This is Debbie Lang, the voice of real estate on 920 The Jersey, 920thejersey.com. I hope you're having a fabulous fall. This past week certainly did not feel like fall, felt like summer, 80 degrees in Princeton, New Jersey. So what better time as any to start a fall homeowner project? It's not spring cleaning, it's fall cleaning. Time to renovate, spruce up, and do some cool things around your house. Projects, whether you're selling your home or buying a home or just wanting to stay in the comforts of your home, now might be the time to do it. The weather has been incredibly mild up here in the Northeast this fall. And why not do it this fall before the holidays and get your home ready? So on this show, I have a very special guest, a gentleman who owns a company called HomeNet Solutions. It's a company that our company, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Fox & Roach Realtors, has been working with for a very long time. No two homeowners or projects are alike. And what they do is take the time to learn about your project and your goals and your expectations, and they personally match the right contractors that make the most sense. And they will stay with you every step of the process, and it doesn't cost you a dime. Now, how wonderful is this service? They are locally owned in the Pennsylvania area and have been operating since 1998. HomeNet Solutions completely removes the guesswork out of finding out who is the right contractor for your home improvement project. They have helped over 17,000 homeowners in the Delaware Valley complete over 50,000 home improvement projects with their free personalized service. Welcome to the Voice of Real Estate, the owner of HomeNet Solutions, Barry Kamen.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
Great, Barry. I'm so excited that you're on The Voice of Real Estate. It's amazing that you're here because I've been doing this for 2.5 years and I haven't had a company like yours on this show. And it's so useful. It's really, really great.
Thanks for having us on. And thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, you deserve it. This contractor referral service that you have is phenomenal. How did you get into this business? I know you come from a background in hospitality, and you are extremely hospitable. You have a great personality. So this is, I think, a perfect company for you. But how did you get into this company doing this?
Well, actually, I am the second owner of HomeNet Solutions. I bought the company about 6 years ago. As you mentioned, my background was in the hotel business. I've been in the hotel business for close to 30 years in a sales and marketing role. And I guess like a lot of people at a certain point in my life, mainly due to some personal situations, I decided I wanted to do something different. So I looked and looked and looked and looked at many, many businesses. And when I found this business, it was just the right one for me. And I've been enjoying it very much ever since.
That's great. And you have a tremendous network in the greater Delaware Valley area, including Philadelphia, Montgomery, Bucks County, where we broadcast to Delaware, Chester County, South Jersey, and in Newcastle County, Delaware, which is really where my company is. We are owned and operated by Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway. And this is a wonderful thing because I love to go above and beyond and be unique and give exceptional customer service. So I assume all these contractors that you have in your roster is sort of like my Rolodex of people that I have locally is so much better than an Angie's List or some of these other websites that are popping up that are not local. Let's talk about that. How do you differ from what's on the internet? How do people know that what they're getting from you is going to be exceptional?
Well, there's several factors, Deb. Number one, as you mentioned, we're local. Our contractors only service Philadelphia and the Delaware Valley. We're family owned and operated. The referral from HomeNet Solutions and the estimate from any of our contractors are free. There's absolutely no charge to the homeowners for the referral or for the estimate. One other thing that really makes us different is really the quality of our contractors. We have a network of between 1,000 and 1,200 contractors. Our average contractor's already been with us in our network for 8 or more years and completed 50 or more jobs. Many of these contractors have been with us since the day the company started. So we really have a wonderful track record of their work and their success and client testimonials and just, you know, everything that really sets these contractors apart. I think most important about what we do that nobody else that I'm aware of does, as you've mentioned, is our level of personalized service. Unlike other services that just show you a list of contractors and reviews, and it's up to the homeowner to find the one that they think would be right for their client, or other services that just kind of shotgun refer 5, 6, 7 random contractors, we feel that no two homeowners or projects are alike, and we really want to take the time to learn our homeowners' project's goals and expectations and then personally match them with a contractor that makes the most sense. And then we, as HomeNet Solutions, stay with you from start to finish. We don't want to just refer a great contractor. We think that all of our contractors are great, or quite frankly, they would be dropped from our network. But we want to refer the contractor that is right for your specific job, based on the job type, the geographic location, your budget, and any other specifics of the job. And after working with so many of these contractors for so long, we really know their specialties and what they do well.
Well, you do everything from changing a light bulb to a complete major home addition that could cost $850,000 in and of itself, right?
Yes, absolutely. The smallest job request that we've ever gotten has been to change 2 light bulbs. And as you've said, the largest job request has been for an $850,000 renovation of an old horse farm in Lower Gwynedd to a home. So I always tell our clients, if you have a job that's anywhere between changing 2 light bulbs and $850,000, we can probably find the right contractor for you.
Phenomenal. And pricing, that's always a question that homeowners have. They're always price conscious about the job. Quality is imperative, reliability, showing up on time and being responsible. But what about pricing?
Well, our contractors, for the most part, again, I always tell our homeowners, you're almost never going to find a HomeNet contractor who is the least expensive. You know, our contractors are all licensed. They're insured. They employ quality people. They pay a decent wage to their folks. But you're almost never going to find a HomeNet contractor who is the most expensive either. Most of our, not all of them, but most of our contractors are smaller, owner-operated, family-run businesses. They don't do a ton of advertising. They don't do a ton of marketing. They won't have, you know, 50 trucks on the road. So the pricing is fair and reasonable, and what we want is, after a job has been completed by a HomeNet contractor, we want our clients to feel that they got a good value for their dollar, they're happy, they're going to call HomeNet Solutions again, and almost every one of our clients uses us more than once. So that tells us that they're always happy with our contractors that we refer. So again, you're going to get a good, fair price, not the cheapest, not the most expensive, but a good, fair price.
And how do you vet these contractors?
Well, most, like I said, most, our average contractor has been with us for 8+ years and completed 50 or more jobs. So we already have a great base of contractors that we have a huge track record of what they've done. So that's the first thing. New contractors coming in are typically referred by either existing homeowners who call me up every day and say, "Hey, Barry, I just used somebody to paint my house. He was wonderful. We loved him. We think you should add him to the network." Or they're referred by existing contractors who we really trust, or from the real estate community, people like yourself, Deb. You know, we get calls from Berkshire Hathaway agents all the time that tell us about wonderful contractors that they use that they feel should be in the network. Even then, I, as the owner, take it upon myself to always have a personal interview with the contractors. We get 7 to 10 references, professional references of homeowners that they've worked with. I, again, call each one of these personally, go through a series of questions to make sure that they're the kind of contractors that we want. And then we kind of start them small, you know, to make sure that everything is kosher and the way that we want. We continue to vet them through personal follow-up calls to our clients after the job has been done and a customer satisfaction survey that we send out to all of our clients after the job is done. And if contractors don't continue to give quality service, they simply get dropped from our list. And the contractors know that going in. You know, I always tell people, I don't swing a hammer. I don't do any of the work. I'm the referral guy. So I only look good if our contractors look good. And if there's any issues whatsoever, we just stop referring them.
I've had the experience where there are a lot of internet companies that are popping up out of nowhere. And they're national companies like ServiceMaster or Angie's List or even Home Advisors, sort of like the Zillows and the Trulias of our business. And they are not in our area, and they're out of the area, and they are referring people that are part of their system, and I don't know if they've really been vetted. And I had a bad experience with a client recently, not me personally, but they had a bad experience, where I had recommended a local contractor to refinish hardwood floors, and they were excellent. They have quality reputation. They've been doing it in the area for more than 25 years, just as long as I've been selling real estate, if not longer. And they did a terrible thing. They went on the internet. They lost the information. They didn't call me. And they ended up calling a recommendation from Home Advisors. And that person was very new to working under Home Advisors. They were a handyman who was formerly a chef. And I don't know how much experience this gentleman had in refinishing floors, but I could tell you one thing. Their hardwood floors look worse than they did before he started the job. And that is really, really sad. Really, really sad. And he did not do a quality job. So quality is important. It's not just the price on things. It's really having the name, the reputation. And how does a consumer or a homeowner know the difference between you, HomeNet Solutions, and Home Advisors, for example, where or Angie's List? How do you differ? And how does a homeowner or a consumer really know the difference?
Well, again, it's the level. It's the quality contractors that we use that we have a relationship with and have been with us for a long, long time, and it's the personal service that we provide. What we do is every single call that comes in, or even if it comes in via the internet to us on a job request form that you can get online, we always talk to the clients personally. We really want to find out that of what exactly they're looking for. So we always speak to them personally, find out exactly what they're looking for, what their goals and expectations are. You know, no two jobs are alike. No two homeowners' situation is alike. So again, as I've mentioned, depending on their budget, depending on where they live, depending, as you know, as a realtor, how long they intend to be in their house, everybody's situation is a little bit different. So we really find out exactly what they're looking for, and then go on our database. We have a proprietary database that's developed just for HomeNet Solutions, and match them with the right contractor for that job. So there are some handymen that will tell you, yeah, we can do everything, but I know from personal experience that's not the case. So I really go online and try and find the exact contractor for that specific job. Some contractors love small jobs, some don't love small jobs, and some are just better for certain jobs than other. And we really know what their strengths and what their weaknesses are. Then if a homeowner, so they'll call us, the process is they'll call us, we'll discuss it, or they'll send us online, we'll discuss the job personally with them. We then call them back and say, you know, contractor A and contractor B will be calling you within 24 hours. The contractor set up a time to go out, take a look at what the job is, provide a free referral. if the homeowner is interested in any of the contractors that we refer, they can get back to us and we can tell them how long they've been in our network, how many jobs they've done, licensing and insurance information. We'll give them, after we check with the other clients, client references, and they can call the clients directly to ask about these jobs. So it really is all the information we feel that allows you to find a reliable, dependable, insured contractor. The other thing is that you always have HomeNet Solutions to fall back on. If you have any questions, if you have any concerns, you can call us directly. I doubt you'll ever be able to speak to Angie, but you can always speak to Barry.
I love that. So, yeah, it's really important. It's very, very important. And I would assume they would want to do a quality job so that they get more referrals.
Absolutely. They want to do a quality job so they get more referrals from us. They want to do a quality job so the next time the homeowner calls me for something else, we can refer the same contractor to them. So again, it's as Deb, if you said so many times, it's all about quality. It's all about quality. If the homeowner is not happy with the job, I lose because they're not going to call HomeNet Solutions again, and the contractors lose because he's certainly not going to get another job. And we've been doing this for a long time, and like I said, almost all of our clients call us more than once. They'll call us for a roof, and then they'll call us for a handyman, and then they'll call us for a carpet cleaning. And then 2 years later, they need their kitchen redone, and they'll call us for that, and they'll get 3, 4, 5, 6 different contractors from HomeNet Solutions.
How many referrals are you placing each week?
You know, it really depends. During the home show season, which is just finished and is January, February, and March, we could be placing 50, 60 calls a week. Different times of the year it gets busier, different times of the year it gets, slower. Again, we're a small local company, so it's not like an Angie's List where they're going to shotgun out 500 requests a week. Ours are, 50, 60 a week. We're very comfortable with that. That's what we want to do. People don't need to get 5, 6 contractors for the same job. It just makes them confused. They don't know what they're looking at. And after a while, it becomes very confusing to the homeowner. So, 50, 60 jobs we send out a week, sometimes more, sometimes less, again, depending on the time of the year. This is now the start of the home show season, and we'll be busy with jobs up until, the Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, when it slows down. And then January, February, March, April, again, is a busy time in the contractor referral world.
So I think people do want to get their house done if there are things on their to-do list with the house, their bucket list to get done in the house. They try to get it done before the holidays, or they try to get it done before the spring. Those are the two busiest times of the year?
Yes, before the holidays and after the summer. So September, October, beginning of November, and then January, February, March, April, May, before the summer season kicks in.
Right, because people are thinking about vacations. The kids are off from school, so they're not necessarily doing their summer projects. It's more spring and fall seem to be the hot times, right? And it's, it sort of falls the real estate market because people are starting to think about getting their house ready to put it on the spring. Traditionally, spring is the hottest time when there are the most buyers looking, and particularly in the Northeast, houses look their best because the leaves are on the trees and the flowers are in bloom, and it could look its possible best inside and out. The sun is shining. We have longer daylight hours. But that being said, for 30 years, I've been selling real estate in the greater Princeton area all year round. There is no perfect time to sell. I've had slow first half of the years and a really busy second half of the year, right up until January. And I will tell you, now is as good a time as any to really get those projects underway. And I'm glad to know that you have contractors that are available, because if they're really good and they're high quality, sometimes you can't get things done quickly. And some people get transferred, and they have an immediate need, and they really need to get things done and get it on the market right away before they lose the season, because it does slow down after Thanksgiving. People have their mind on cocktail parties and holidays and being with family, and they're not thinking. So they'll wait till after the holidays to put their house on the market, but they may want to get things done. So it's good to know that you have contractors that are available. And as little as changing a light bulb Is that a like 20-foot ceiling, or is just a regular light bulb? Somebody who just couldn't do
it. In this particular case, it was a senior citizen who didn't want to get up on a step stool or short ladder to do it himself.
No, that's understandable.
And we're fine with that.
I have a
handyman who his motto is only the little jobs. Nothing is too small for him, and that's what he likes. He'll knock out 15, 20 jobs, you know, in some days, and that's what he likes. And
fabulous.
Again, it's finding the right contractor for that. If I referred many other contractors, I would just be wasting their time and, more importantly, wasting the homeowner's time. Deb, I wanted to, if I could, get back to what you said real quickly.
Sure.
As far as scheduling jobs, it always seems to take longer than the homeowner thinks to get most jobs done. I'm not talking about the small handyman job. I'm talking about if you want to get your kitchen redone or your bathroom redone, for example. By the time you identify the two or three contractors that you want to consider, choose one, get their estimate, approve their plans, order the materials, get on their schedule, it always takes longer than the clients think. So I always tell people, you know, work back. When do you want it done? You know, what's the due date you would like to have your shiny new kitchen done? And then give it, you know, work back for 2 or 3 months, because that's the process in most cases of getting it done. The work, of course, won't take all that time, but choosing the contractor and approving the plans and ordering it and getting on his or her schedule takes a lot longer than most people think. So they need to give themselves, you know, 2 or 3 months at least to get this work done. And the other service that we provide, which we deal with many, and you know this better than I, many realtors, is when people are getting ready to sell their home, sometimes a lot of smaller things, some painting, carpet cleaning the tile in the bathroom, you know, just making the house look bright and shiny for, you know, $300-$400, you can really get thousands of dollars more for your home because the house just looks bright and shiny and clean and more appealing to the person looking to buy it.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'll tell people if they put $100 in, they'll get at least $1,000 back out. That's 10 times their investment. No question.
Exactly.
It makes a big difference. And I want to mention back to what you said about the 2 to 3 month time span. People don't realize for certain things you need permits, especially if you're moving walls, opening up walls in construction. Mm-hmm. And that takes some time, applying for the permit, getting the approvals from the township, and also ordering cabinets, whether it's custom cabinets or ready-made cabinets. No two kitchens are alike. So even if it's a company that makes certain standard sizes, you still have to order those cabinets.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you need to give yourself time to get all that work done.
Absolutely. Great information. Do you have some great stories of disasters that have happened to some homeowners and you've come in to save the day?
Well, that's kind of why HomeNet Solutions got started. The original owner moved into a home, found it almost impossible to find good contractors to get some work done when he or she both moved into their home. And when they did, they weren't very good. And we constantly get calls from people, you know, roofers, for instance. Roofing is an area you really have to take your time to find good, reliable roofers. It's sometimes difficult to find a good roofer. And I probably get a call 2-3 times a month that somebody will say, can you send somebody out to repair my roof? My 5-year-old roof is leaking. And I'll say, you know what? I'd love to give you the referral, but I want to save you some money. If your roof is 5 years old, it should definitely be warrantied and guaranteed. Why don't you call the roofer who did it, and he should come out and fix the leak? It's a 5-year-old roof. And almost every time they'll tell me, we can't find them. They're not in business anymore. They don't call us back. They refuse to do the job. I had another story, and this is a personal one. A very good friend of mine manages a clothing store. I won't give you all of the details, but they needed to have their driveway completely repaved. And we sent out a contractor to do it. And again, like I said, the price was in the middle, and she didn't want to spend that money. She ended up, somebody saw the driveway all torn up, pulled up in their truck, said, you know, we have some extra blacktop. We can give you a really great price. And they got a really great price for the job. The first time it rained, the entire lower level of the clothing store, where all their inventory was, completely flooded out. So they probably saved $300 by getting this contractor to do it, and they lost thousands and thousands of dollars in the inventory that got ruined by getting it flooded out. And I get stories from people like that all the time. You know, our contractors are licensed, they're insured. There's been a couple of times where, you know, there's been an accident. We did have a painter that some paint got on someone's pool deck, and it had to be the cover of the pool deck, I should say, and it had to be replaced. They were insured. The insurance company paid for it, and everything was taken care of. So, you know, you saving a few dollars a lot of times doesn't help you. But when you know you're going to get a contractor who's going to stand behind you and is licensed and is insured, and you have HomeNet Solutions, it really does greatly, greatly lessen the chance of having any of these kind of horror stories that people will tell you all the time. You can talk to any of your friends and neighbors. Almost everybody has a horror story about a contractor that, for some reason, the homeowner gave them 75% of the money up front. Contractor came, tore up their kitchen, never came back again. We don't have those stories. We don't have those problems. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. In the almost 20 years of this company, there have been no unresolved issues that I'm aware of. So we just lessen the chance greatly.
Well, penny wise, pound foolish. You get what you pay for. These are my cliches.
Exactly.
I always say that. You're also altruistic, and you make contributions to the American Cancer Society for every contractor that gives out an estimate, which is a beautiful thing. I love that about you. And you are a wonderful person, Barry Kamen. Very blessed to have you as part of the referral network that we have been giving you since 2000. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Fox and Roach Realtors has been very proud to be working alongside with HomeNet Solutions since 2000. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
It's been a great partnership. I love working with the agents. I love working with the marketing department of Berkshire Hathaway. And we align ourselves with quality organizations, and, you know, and that's how we do business. And that's why we've been around for, you know, almost 20 years and still going strong.
And if you need a great referral from HomeNet Solutions and you want to talk to Barry Kamen, the owner and operator of this phenomenal company, you can just call me, Debbie Lang, at 609-213-1900, and I'll get you in the right direction for contractors to do that fall renovation you've been wanting to do. Well, it is another beautiful Sunday. Temperature's about to change, and we're going to be going into daylight savings time, too. So go out there and just make it one of those beautiful fall Sundays. I'll see you next Sunday at 9 right here.
I'm Debbie Lang, a top New Jersey realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Fox and Roach Realtors. As a 5-star award-winning professional for over 25 years, I can help you with all your real estate needs. Whether you need to sell your home or want to buy a home, call me to find out why now may be the right time to make a move. My number is 609-213-1900, or you can email me at deb, the voice of real estate, at gmail.com.